Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
What's up? Welcome to episode 9 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray. I can't even say my name.
It's been a long morning.
Rachel Gray and Jackie Green. I'm sorry. Just did a morning show.
You've had a long day. We're going to give it to you.
Yes. And it's the day before Thanksgiving. So I'm already kind of like out to lunch.
Checked
you know what
out.
I mean? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm gone.
But if you don't know, we both work on the same radio station here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I am excited because Kelsey Granda, who works downstairs. She is here with us today. And Kelsey, you've worked in radio for quite some time now.
For years and years, even though I'm only 27 years old.
That's right. Get it, girl.
you're on Hot FM, too.
On the weekends. Yeah.
On the weekends, yep. Kelsey's on Hot FM. Now, your job downstairs, you like have a way bigger job than doing a morning show.
Oh, yeah. Monday through Friday, I take care of all of your guys' ticket giveaways, and I make sure everything runs smoothly for
and
you
so
all.
We don't sound stupid on the air.
We love not sounding stupid.
Yes. But this week, before we get started on like Thanksgiving traditions and like personal stuff with me, happy anniversary, Jackie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, 3 years.
3 years. Does it feel like 3 years or no?
No.
No.
It flew by. It feels like I just got married.
Aww.
That's precious. Well, your husband's pretty cool. What are you guys doing to celebrate your anniversary?
We are going
to
do a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
And get some drinks. And we have a sitter.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Are you staying
in a hotel tonight?
No. We don't have that kind of sitter.
You're not going to get weird?
Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and we're hosting. So.
You have to get weird, though, tonight at your anniversary.
Don't you have, like, a second party this weekend for your anniversary?
Yeah, we have that, too.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a big party bus bar
and then,
crawl.
Then my mom has Greenlee overnight. So we'll
so
have,
you can
like,
get weird.
We'll have, like, a weekend.
Right. I mean, you have to do it at some point. Right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's your anniversary.
Right.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay, oh, God.
Here we go.
Just real quick. Since you love costumes so much, do you wear a lot of costumes in
Rachel.
The bedroom?
No.
I want to know.
No.
Why?
Because it would taint my costumes.
It would what?
Taint my costumes. I wear these to visit children.
I couldn't figure it out either.
At first, I was like, did she just say taint? And then I put it together.
No, I wear those costumes to, like, go to the children's hospital and stuff. I can't wear it.
You could have, like, a special one just for that.
Right.
And that's an investment I don't
want. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's an investment I don't need in my life.
I like dressing up in the bedroom, but not in it.
Okay.
Things I learn about Aaron.
Right.
No, Aaron likes it.
Okay.
Well, happy anniversary,
Thank
Jack.
You.
And happy anniversary, Jimmy. But with Thanksgiving this weekend, we know what Jackie's going to be doing. She is hosting, not dressing up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, with your hosting of Thanksgiving, your whole family's coming over?
Yeah, mom, dad, sister, brother-in-law, and niece.
Nice.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And you're cooking.
Well, I'm attempting to cook.
I would, when I hosted last year, I made people bring stuff.
Yeah,
well, people are bringing stuff. But I said I'd make I'd make turkey stuffing and potatoes.
Oh, okay.
You're cheating on the turkeys, though, because you already told me about this.
This isn't cheating.
I know, we just discussed this a minute ago.
Why does everyone think it's turkey? It's real turkey.
Okay, it may be real turkey, but you're like cooking turkey tenderloin in a crock pot.
It's not tenderloin. That's just how I described it to you so you would understand.
Boneless turkey.
It's like a boneless turkey.
No wishbone in Jackie's house.
If you Google boneless turkey in a crock pot. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Is it like shaped like a real turkey? It just doesn't have bones in it?
No. Okay, that's just creepy.
No, that's what I thought at first, too.
That's what I'm picturing.
Okay, it's like when you get boneless chicken.
So just like little slabs
of meat. It's a bird with no bones.
So do you have giant turkey breasts?
I don't know how to
think. That was not even remotely meant to be perverted. Her face right now.
Giant turkey breasts.
Wow. Who's the dirty one now?
I still don't know what it looks like.
I don't either. So we're just going to let it ride. Jackie's got a boneless
I'll
turkey.
I'll Google it. Hold on.
All right. Google
well,
away.
I'm Googling.
What
you
about
guys.
You, Kels? What are you doing for the holiday?
I'm going home, which is in Breckenridge, like the middle of nowhere with one stoplight.
Oh, at first I was like, Colorado. That sounds
no,
so fun.
No, Breckenridge, Michigan.
Okay.
Which no one knows where that is.
I don't. What's it by?
Oh, like Saginaw, kind of.
Okay.
And my whole family comes to my parents' house. So I don't have to go anywhere except my parents' house.
Okay, there's a picture of the boneless turkey.
It's like a spiral ham, but
it does. It looks like a ham, but it's turkey. Okay, thanks for clarifying. That's actually not bad looking at all. It looks delicious.
I told you. Oh, boom, mic drop. That was the picture they had at the store, and Jim was like, that looks good as F. I need that in my life, and I'm getting it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I love me a crock pot.
Okay, so you're going to Breckenridge, Michigan.
Yes.
Your family's coming to your parents' house. What do you contribute to Thanksgiving?
I contribute nothing.
No.
Well, you're sort of like a little child that goes, but, Mommy, maybe Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm 27 now. I asked my mom if I could bring a dish to pass, and she said no.
Well, because she's your mom. You should surprise her with
anyway.
A dish.
I tried, and she said no. I'm also going, like, super early in the morning.
So you'll be able to help her.
Yes.
There you go. That's good.
And then we go Black Friday shopping afterwards, and it's a whole day.
I'm doing that for the first time this year in Chicago. Is that madness?
That's going to
be balling.
I'm terrified.
No, that's going to be so fun.
I'm kind of scared because I've never done Black Friday shopping.
It's terrifying.
Do you question?
I will cut a
bitch. Do you Black Friday shop for others or for yourself?
Both.
Me too. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I mean, we're human, Jackie.
People make me feel bad. Like, I've had people be like, oh, you're just, like, shopping for yourself?
I would say I spend more on myself than I do on other people.
Way more.
I'm, like, already almost 3/4 of the way done with Christmas shopping.
Getting a deal.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's weird.
I just have, like, immediate family, like my mom and dad and my brother to buy for.
So you can't shop for them, though, because you'll be with them.
Right.
My brother's not coming, but I'll probably buy something when my mom's not looking. I'll wait for her to pick something out and then sneak
away. For some reason, getting a deal for someone else doesn't feel as satisfying as when I'm
getting a deal for myself.
Oh,
yeah.
I bought that dress, and I got 50% off.
Oh, by the way, Jackie literally has a lady boner today because Express is 50% off.
Everything in the store, even clearance items. Everything. The blouse I'm wearing and the leggings I got yesterday, 50%.
Homegirl is not okay. I know. Her eyes are bugging out of her head.
50%? Oh my God.
Oh
Jim
my
can't
God.
Even like get mad if I spend money when it's 50%.
Oh, is that right? Because Aaron still gets
that.
Mad. Yeah.
It's half off.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to be getting the deals in Chicago. But so this year, the reason my family's going to Chicago, this is the first time we've ever not done Thanksgiving with my family, like my extended family anyway. Is because, like, my dad, I don't know if you've heard this whole story, but, like, back in July, and I can get through the story now without, like, losing my marbles, because I was out of work for, like, seven, eight shows.
Yeah.
Kelsey actually filled in for the morning show.
In.
You filled in, too.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, first of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that.
I didn't know what had happened. Literally, I said, Gravy texted me and said, can you fill in for Rachel? She's gone. I said, yeah, what's going on? He said, she's just gone. So I didn't know.
I think Gravy didn't think, my morning show partner Gravy, didn't think that it was his
maybe it was personal. Personal.
To tell.
And at the time, we truly didn't know if my father was going to live.
Oh.
Yeah, like that, at that point.
It was very serious.
It was very, very serious. So what happened back in July was my dad was at the cottage, and this is going to be a shortened version of it. Mm-hmm. He was at the cottage with my mom. And over the 4th of July, my entire family, extended family, comes in and stays in the other house. There's like 35 of us, and it's a blast, and we always do it on 4th of July. My dad's there always a couple days early, and he was having like chest pains and his leg hurt and all this stuff. And he ends up getting taken to the hospital, and they do a scan on him and realize that his aorta, which is the main vessel that carries blood to all of your organs, his was tearing, and it's called aorta dissection. So his body was filling with blood.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
And he was airlifted by helicopter because at the cottage, I mean, you're in BFE.
Right.
You know,
no,
they got to take you somewhere. So they airlifted him, and this was down in Indiana, to Fort Wayne, to this fancy heart institute.
Yeah.
And the surgeon was there waiting on him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
When the helicopter dropped him off and operated immediately. They took my mom in. I was driving from Grand Rapids.
Right.
So it was like a 3-hour drive. Mm-hmm. They took my mom in back there to like tell him she loved him and she'll be here after. And I mean, he literally had like a 10% chance of getting through the surgery.
They told you that? It would be, oh my God, that makes me sick.
And when this was happening, I was like I couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Like Aaron's
driving.
Did
you get there in time to say,
no, I didn't get to see him before that he went into surgery. It was emergency surgery.
Right.
It had to happen immediately. So my whole family is there. My family from North Carolina,
everyone.
Florida. There were 26, 27
Holy
of us in the
God.
Waiting room. I finally get there at 1:00 in the morning. My brother gets there right after me. I have an uncle that's my age. It's like my brother. David gets there right after me, and we're all there. Just don't know what to do. We knew that this was really bad.
Right.
And then come to find out, he had like minutes left to live. He had something that's called tamponade. So when you fill up with blood, like when you're leaking, I guess, to say. There's a sac around your heart, and his began to fill, and it was overtaking his heart.
Oh,
in fact,
God.
His surgeon said he had maybe 3 to 4, maybe 5 minutes to live.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God. That literally makes me sick.
I know. So, what time was it? The whole family was there until 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Right. A lot of it blurs together. And the surgeon came out. And me, my mom, my brother, like, beeline for this mm-hmm. guy. And, like, all other 20 members of my family are just waiting. Right. And he comes out, and we said, is he here? You know, because we were terrified.
Right.
And he said he made it through surgery, but we are not out of the woods yet. Due to the fact that the aorta actually runs blood to every organ of your
yeah.
body,
mm-hmm.
that means his heart had to keep working. His
all
bowels
his
had
organs,
to keep
yeah.
working. Every single organ
oh my
had to keep working. I mean, it was crazy. So he told us the first 48 hours is going to be the most crucial time. He had a 50% chance of living if he made it through the 48. If he got to 72, it went to 80%. And
oh
we were God. Counting the hours.
I
didn't
God.
Sleep.
I know.
It was crazy. My whole family, the six of us or seven of us, all my extended family went back to the cottage. The seven of us stayed in a hotel together,
right?
Which actually was like the greatest thing to all be together
yeah.
when that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just counting hours and counting hours. And that's all we did was cry and count hours and count hours. And then all of a sudden it's like 72 hours. Oh, my God, we've made it.
Mm-hmm.
We've made it to 72 hours. Oh, my God. They're saying everything's going well. The nurses are calling him a miracle because he's not having any complications.
Right.
Most people are on dialysis for the rest of their life after they do this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He had a stroke. He lost blood to the right side of his brain. His whole right side. I mean, he had to walk.
Right.
It was his whole right side. He could barely move his arm, his leg. He went through. This went on forever. He had to have somebody help him. I mean, this went on and on. And there's a lot that goes into this story.
Right.
But with the help of the amazing hospital that he was at and the fact that he didn't have complications, I mean, it really is incredible what's kind of gone on. At one point, they told us that his right kidney, because he lost blood to that
yeah.
side, his right kidney was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you lose a kidney, it shrivels up, and that usually says that it has no more function.
Yeah.
And he had a kidney scan, and that's what the doctor came in and told us. 2 days later, another doctor comes in. And he leans over my dad's bed and he goes, Mr. Gray, you know, the doctors seem to think that you don't have, you know, you were going to have issues with your kidneys and be on dialysis. He goes, I'm really excited to tell you they were wrong. He goes, both of your kidneys are getting blood and looking just fine.
Oh my
and my
gosh.
Mom goes, my mom and I were like, what do you mean kidneys as in plural? He goes, yeah, both of them are getting blood. We're like, we were told that he lost one.
Yeah.
He goes, it came back.
What?
I know.
It's like a miracle.
I know. I mean, there was so much stuff that happened through all this. And my whole family was all together. And they were, because my family was close, my extended
right.
family
yeah.
was in town. It's so weird that everybody was all together when this happened.
Right.
They were taking turns coming to the hospital. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we were there all day,
the
every
whole
day.
Time.
But they were taking turns coming to the hospital. I was out of work for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then he went to a rehab facility where they did exercises with
right.
him, strengthened his whole right side. He's been doing cardiac training. His heart looks great. Now he's turned into like this great, big, fancy, healthy cooker and eater.
Oh,
and he's cooking
gosh.
Everything with low sodium.
He's like
I'll
this fitness buff.
He'll send me pictures of his food now and be like, only 300 milligrams of sodium in this.
He's a foodie.
He's a foodie
he's
now.
He's become a foodie.
Yes, and now his right side has regained strength. He's working out 3 days a week. I mean, it's incredible. So
and now he's back 100%?
He's pretty much back 100%. I think I would say more like 90 because I think they said it will take a whole year to get his full-blown stamina back. And when I'm saying stamina, sure, you see him on the street, everything's fine,
right.
but he does get tired.
Mm-hmm.
His right side.
Yeah.
Because when you lose
takes
blood like
work.
That, his right side lost blood and it gets tired
oh,
after
yeah.
a while. So due to that and all the stuff that my family has been through this year with that whole thing and, you know, my brother just got married, which
mm-hmm,
has been
right.
really exciting. And, you know, that was his big thing after we found out everything was going to be okay. He's like, oh, I'm going to be able to, you know, I'll be able to walk down the aisle for when
Aww.
Adam gets married. And,
oh.
Yeah. And now he wants to see everything, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
I love taking trips.
He's like, let's travel.
It was really funny. So he's like, let's go somewhere for Thanksgiving. I'm like, want to go to Chicago? He goes, yes, let's go to Chicago. So we booked Chicago for Thanksgiving. I think my family in North Carolina is a little bit butthurt about it, but
oh,
it is what it is. They'll get over it.
Yeah,
frankly, I don't want to sit and listen to their political talk anyway.
Ugh.
So we're going to Chicago to celebrate Thanksgiving this year and now we are also going to New York City for New Year's Eve. We just booked that one.
Are you going to Times Square?
No, I can't take him to Times Square. Well, people like him
pee themselves there.
Yeah,
I know. Actually, I stood in Times Square and when I was 21 years old and saw the ball drop.
Was it worth it?
No.
Did you pee yourself?
No, but there were men behind me that were like Chinese or Japanese. And they were wearing diapers.
Ah.
They were not
See,
only...
See, like, what's fun about disgusting. That?
It's not fun.
What's
I got,
fun about
I lasted
that?
6 hours in that crowd, and then I said, let me out. Because they barricade you in.
How could you even last 6 hours? Did you have drinks and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I brought water and stuff, but then one of us had to pee, one of us wanted to drink, somebody was hungry, and it was like, you know
no
what?
Booze?
Let's get
it's
out of here.
It's not worth it anymore.
No booze.
No, I had a water bottle of vodka, I think. I was real classy.
But then you'd have to pee.
That's yeah, not, exactly. No, yeah. That literally
I
is my worst
for a while. Right. I ended up going to the Applebee's in Times Square, waiting an hour and a half for a table, getting myself all slutted up for New Year's Eve during that time while I waited in the bathroom. And then my girlfriends and I got a table right at the window. Right at 10 to midnight, we walked downstairs and watched that ball drop.
That's awesome.
It was incredible. So I'm hoping to do something like that again because my parents have never been to New York City.
Right.
So we're doing New Year's there. Aaron's brother's there. He lives with my best friend, Bess, in Brooklyn. So we'll all be together. We're going to see the Rockettes.
Oh, that's amazing. Be awesome.
I got tickets to go see the NBC studio tour where you
I'm
see
so
SNL
jealous
and Jimmy
life.
Fallon. And I mean...
I'm so jealous.
That's amazing.
So because of all that stuff that went on, now he's like, I want to see everything. We are also now going to Ireland in April.
What? Mother ever. No, you're not.
Yes.
Take me.
This one wasn't on our own accord. My uncle that's the same age as me that I call my brother, he's getting married. And he decided he wanted to elope with only his immediate family. So we are all going to watch him get married on the cliffs of Moher in Ireland at the end of April.
That's amazing.
I know. So that's what my thing. My Thanksgiving is actually taking place
you
in the city
of Chicago.
You made
my jaw drop.
Don't be
jealous.
Still open.
You guys, it's so expensive. Don't be that jealous. Aaron's like losing his damn mind about the money right now.
Oh, yeah.
But you're never going to do it again.
It's
like, that's
be
what
so
I tell.
Worth
Who cares?
It.
You can only
what
experience
else are you spend
these
that
things
money on?
Once. Right. You live one time. Right. YOLO all day, day.
YOLO.
That's how I feel. And Aaron's like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. This is going to cost so much money.
You're
Shut
like,
up.
No, don't talk about that one after my dad's heart.
Right.
Like,
and honestly, there's going to be a day where you've got three chitlins running around and you're not right. going to be able to do that stuff
you
anymore.
Wish you could go to New York City for New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
Now you can't.
Exactly. Right. So that's what's happening with me this Thanksgiving. And thanks to all the listeners. They always send me messages asking about how my dad is and say
Aww.
They're still praying.
That's
Thank
nice.
You for your prayers because he's kicking ass.
They were.
We definitely have an angel watching out for the Gray family. So I, in the spirit of Thanksgiving,
I'm so scared.
I'm really scared. Actually.
I found Thanksgiving trivia.
Is this going to make me sound really stupid if
yes.
I get wrong?
I don't know these answers either. Okay. I just have them in front of me.
Do you have the answers?
Yeah.
So then you do know.
Well, I know them, but I wouldn't know them if I were you.
Oh, okay.
I'm really
Some
nervous.
Of them are not that bad. And when you hear some of these questions, you're going to be like, damn,
the
I
only reason
that.
I'm nervous is because I'm going to get them wrong. And then people are like, oh, my God, what school did you go to? You're so dumb.
Oh, my God. And
is
you tell
like
them
things,
to F off.
I would learn in school.
Some of these things you're going to be like, oh, my God, I remember learning them in school. Hey, and they're I have three choices. So you get to choose one.
Oh,
so that
okay.
makes it a little easier.
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Kelsey and Jackie, are you ready?
Are
for
we
Rachel
going
Grace?
Back and forth? How are we doing this?
We're both answering.
You're both answering.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You want to say your name if you think you know the answer first?
Yeah.
Oh, like buzz in.
Yeah.
Well, like
okay. buzz in
I'd
with
go,
your name.
Jackie. If I know.
All right. Are you ready?
I was born.
For Rachel's Thanksgiving trivia. Okay. Thanksgiving occurs on the fourth Thursday in November, third Thursday in November, or on November 26th each year.
Jackie. The third Thursday of November.
You have a chance to steal, Kelsey.
Is she incorrect? Does that mean
she's incorrect?
Incorrect?
Okay. Damn it, it's the fourth.
The fourth.
That is correct. One for Kelsey. Let's keep track of our points, ladies. The first Thanksgiving lasted 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days?
Jackie. 3 days.
That is correct. 1-1.
Sweating over here.
Thank God this is multiple choice. She's literally fanning her pits right now.
Yeah. Sweating so bad.
Take it easy, m'lady. All right. Which of the following was not served at the Pilgrim's Thanksgiving meal? Venison, fish, goose, rabbit, chicken, turkey, and dried fruit. or cranberries, corn, and mashed potatoes?
Kelsey.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
The last one.
That is correct.
Obviously, they couldn't mash potatoes.
Yeah, they did not have...
How would they have mashed them? A rock.
Actually, yeah, probably. Now that you think about it.
These potatoes would taste good if we took a rock.
Okay, seriously, though, Thanksgiving without mashed potatoes, it sounds like a sin.
Seriously.
I know. All right. Which Indian tribe taught the pilgrims how to cultivate the land and were invited to the Thanksgiving meal? Was it the Apache tribe, the Wampanoag tribe, or the Cherokee tribe?
Say it again.
Which Indians befriended the pilgrims ultimately? Oh. The Apache, the Wampanoag, or the Cherokee?
Cherokee.
Kelsey.
That one, the A one.
You are both incorrect. It is the Wampanoag.
Oh, well, now my goal was to get through a whole episode without cussing. And
you
I
failed. Every damn week, Jackie fails. We've been trying. The man came down on us, and now we can't say the F word, which is a very large struggle for Jackie Green.
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many turkeys are eaten each year on Thanksgiving in the United States? 100 million turkeys, 280 million turkeys, or 500 million turkeys?
Kelsey.
What is it?
The second one.
That is correct. 280 million turkeys are eaten each year in the United States.
Killing it.
Two for Kelsey, one for Jackie. Approximately. I already did that one. Okay. Are you dying right now?
Jim is texting me about this party we're throwing, and I'm getting distracted, and I'm going to put my phone away.
Damn it, Jim.
I missed a question.
We're doing Thanksgiving trivia.
Sorry, guys.
Which southern state was the first to adopt Thanksgiving in 1855? South Carolina, Virginia, or Georgia?
Jackie.
Yes.
Virginia.
That is correct. Two for Kelsey.
Totes guess.
Two for Kelsey. What is a snood? Is it A, hot cider drink served at Thanksgiving, a hat worn by a pilgrim, or the, and this is my favorite, loose skin under a male turkey's neck?
Ew!
I don't know.
Kelsey.
What is it?
The hat.
No.
Dang it. Skin?
It is the loose skin that hangs under a male turkey's neck. That is a
like
snood.
A gobbler I know. Or something.
For sure. Okay. Jackie, this is good for you this weekend when you do Thanksgiving. The best place to put the meat thermometer in the turkey is the breast, middle of the back, or the thigh.
Middle of the back.
Incorrect.
Breast.
Breast.
You guys are both wrong. It's thigh. Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm never trusting you again.
Jackie's got a boneless turkey. It doesn't matter.
I have a boneless turkey. This doesn't matter. I'm going to slow cook it so long it doesn't matter.
This one, when I read it this morning, I was like, oh my God, I remember this from school. Question. I'm going off page anyway. The pilgrims came to the New World seeking religious freedom. They were also called the Puritans, the Great Explorers, or the Wanderers?
The Puritans.
That's correct. Woo! Kelsey. Do you remember that from school?
Yes.
Thank you. Breckenridge High School.
Okay. Today, our Thanksgiving is on the fourth Thursday of November because, one, it's the date the pilgrims landed on the New World. This was the date set by Roosevelt in 1939. Or this is the date people voted to have it on.
Roosevelt.
Kelsey's killing you.
I suck. I'm not even keeping track of my points.
I guess it was approved by Congress in 1941, but it was Roosevelt in 39 who created it the fourth Thursday of November.
Killing it.
All right, couple more.
Not the third?
Don't break your water bottle.
It's not mine, it's yours. Found it sitting here.
Lucky I got more where that came from. What is a baby turkey called? A chick, a nestling, or a poult?
A poult.
That's correct, Jackie Green.
Did you know that?
You know how I knew that?
How?
I was at a baby shower Sunday, and they played a game where they had a bunch of animals, and you had to write what their baby name is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so like it would say like chicken. The answer would be chick.
That's kind of fun.
That is kind of
like,
fun. Like cow, cat.
Rabbit. The answer is bunny.
Right.
Like dog, puppy.
Thank you.
Turkey, poult.
Can I just say I hate baby showers?
Oh, yeah. I hate them. So
I hate all
They're
showers.
I booze in mine.
Why we gotta have it on a Sunday when I'm hungover? You know what I mean?
Oh, I had mine on a Saturday and we had beer.
Dude, you're the coolest.
Seriously.
Cool. Actually, my mom listen to this. She doesn't know. You guys remember pink panty droppers?
Yes. Yeah.
She doesn't know what that is, obviously.
Oh, really? So, okay, so real quick, pink panty droppers, go. Explain it to the college kids out there. It's like missing out on one wonderful
beer,
joy of life.
And liquor and like pink lemonade all mixed
just
up
dumped
together.
Into one
and it tastes
jug.
Delicious, but it's strong AF.
And it makes you stupid.
Stupid. Yes. But everyone's had it. Well, she found the recipe for it on Pinterest, but it was called pink girly beer. So she didn't know.
So your mom made pink panty droppers at your shower?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Are we talking about your baby shower or your wedding shower?
Baby.
Jackie's sister carried her baby, just so we're clear. She wasn't,
drinking
pink panty droppers.
So we had Vitaly's pizza.
In the uterus.
We had Vitaly's pizza and pink panty droppers.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to need you to have
the best
another
was,
kid.
My mom had written a sign. She found this on Pinterest in this recipe, and it's pink girly beer.
Pink so that's girly beer.
And so I didn't have, I didn't want to like break her bubble and be like, no, this is a frat guy drink, mom.
You know, called pink I'm always droppers. Mind blown by like the thoughts that moms have. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had a girlfriend growing up, and it was when the Blair Witch Project came out.
Oh, no. Ooh.
And we told her mom, we want to watch the Blair Witch Project. And that this time, we went to the video store, kids. A little place called Family Video where Blockbusters were around. Her mom came back with not the Blair Witch Project, the Bear Wench Project.
Oh, no.
Hashtag mom confusion.
Did she put it in and play it?
Well, we put it in, and we realized, holy crap, this is a porn.
How much did you watch before you realized?
Well, we were told to turn it off, but then we watched it when her mom went to bed.
Because you're like, now I want to know.
When I was like in middle school, I was so very intrigued by porn.
Oh, yeah.
No, nobody else. It was like the first time I saw a real boob. You know, they always joke about when you like look through the fuzz on the Showtime when you didn't get it. And there was like a squiggle. You think I saw a boob.
I saw a boob. You want to see boobs, though?
I mean, I was just intrigued by all of it.
By all
naked. Why am I different than those? They're small.
Well, at 10, I was like a big B.
Really?
No.
I'm not a big B now.
I had a bra. Same. I had a bra at like 8.
Really?
Girlfriend, these are double D's.
I go braless now, hanging out with you all the time, and you guys never even knew.
You're no one knows.
I'm braless right now.
No
way.
I'm wearing a tank top.
That's incredible.
It's got like a shelf in it.
I am like ragingly jealous. Do you go braless too, Kels? Mm-hmm.
Or I have like those bralettes that are just like
my
lace.
Life.
Thank you.
That's my life.
I could never wear those. They literally cover my nipple and that's it.
Ooh.
My God. Let's put this on hashtag things you won't discuss at the Thanksgiving table this week.
Right. Things you're not going to hear.
Or will you? Yeah, I could see Kelsey doing it. Do you guys have like Thanksgiving traditions? Like, is there anything your family always does or like?
Well, we have this like special orange Jello that we make that you were making fun of earlier.
And does it have stuff in it?
Yes.
I hate Jello.
Oh, you put Cool Whip in it and you put circus peanuts, like those marshmallows.
What?
Yeah. And mandarin oranges.
Oh my God. Put circus peanuts in your effing Jello.
The marshmallows.
To my mouth.
I'm so mad.
Do you know what circus... Wait. Circus peanuts, the Jello.
Yeah.
Okay, no, not circus peanuts, like peanuts.
I'm so mad.
It's so good. Yeah, but you boil it down, so it's not... It's so good.
You boil what down?
The peanuts.
Oh, so it's like liquid?
So you turn it into like the gelatin or whatever. It's good. I promise.
This is terrible. Very crazy.
I'm like actually.
I'll try anything once.
I don't get offended when people don't like my food, but I'm like kind of hurt because this is like our thing. We got an invite on Thanksgiving because 2 years ago, my mom like forgot to make it. She goes, I didn't have time. I didn't make the orange Jello. It got like silent, and my dad goes, are you effing kidding me? Where's our orange Jello?
So you say, Dad, you got 2 hands. You could have made it yourself. So the big thing for me at Thanksgiving that like has to be there or I lose my damn mind is oyster stuffing.
Apparently, the cracker or the shelled fishy
animals. You get oysters in a can and you mix it with your stuffing.
Wait, this is something like, you actually have?
Yeah, every year.
Canned oysters?
Wait, you made fun of me because I had orange Jello, like the most common dessert ever on Thanksgiving. And you have oyster whatever you just
stuffing.
Said?
Stuffing.
That sounds
disgusting.
The
Obamas
disgusting.
Eat oyster stuffing.
Ooh, I'm a presidential candidate now. I'm going to eat oyster stuffing.
That sounds really, really terrible.
It is the greatest thing on the planet. I have to have it.
Kelsey, I was mad at you for about the orange Jello thing, but now,
and now we're cool again.
Now we're cool now again. We cool. I love oyster stuffing. And the fact that I'm going to Chicago this year for Thanksgiving, I can't have it. So I told my mom, can we please have oyster stuffing on Christmas? So she's going to make it on Christmas.
Yeah,
stuff.
I was going to
I actually like seafood
somewhere?
A lot, so maybe I'd like it.
Are you like going out to eat somewhere?
There is a fancy restaurant that does like a big giant Thanksgiving dinner buffet. So it's like $46 a person. You go there. We're doing it like 3 o'clock and they have like everything. I originally had another place booked, but it was only like one plate and Aaron lost his damn mind. And it was like
one plate. So
am I like going to be able to go up and get like second helpings? And I was like, ooh, I just spit on my microphone.
Ooh, I just spit on my mic.
No, Aaron. I was like, it's like a plate and it was only $17 a person. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, I mean, like, what are they serving? And there weren't that many options.
Turkey.
Right. It was only like turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. So I found this other place. It's quite a bit more, but it's Thanksgiving, so who cares?
Yeah.
And they're doing like cranberry sauce, scampi, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, sweet potatoes.
Awesome.
I mean, it's like so much stuff. So that's what we're doing on Thanksgiving Day.
I have a
Day.
Thanksgiving question.
Yeah.
Do you guys, is it like a formal thing for you or
no,
are you just in your sweats?
No,
no. I'm in my sweaties.
I won't be in my sweats, but there will probably be someone there in sweats.
I'll wear like leggings so it doesn't look like sweats.
Yeah. Really?
I'm not going to dress up at all.
I mean, I always like dress up for a holiday.
And but you dress up every day. Like, you look cute every day.
I'm literally wearing a Steve Miller Band waffle shirt right now.
Yeah, but your makeup's done. Your hair has some curls in it. You got a cute little matching, like, scarf. You, like, are put together.
Well, thank you.
I look like a train wreck 95% of the week.
Except for today. You look beautiful today.
Because it's my anniversary.
She's going out. She's beautiful. Night. Eyelashes on. Yep. The best mascara.
But this is my
eyeliner
one
wing.
Day a week that I look nice.
No,
one day a week.
You did yesterday too, or whatever day I came up here.
Wasn't
I was like,
yesterday.
You look cute today for having a sick husband at home. I remember specifically.
How is your husband doing sick at home?
He's not home now. He's back at work.
And the damn world ends when he's sick.
The damn world ends.
I'm sick.
I've got a cold.
I don't know if it's a guy.
He literally was coming off so sad that I was like, "What is wrong, babe?" And he goes, "I don't feel good." See ya.
Right.
I'm
like, Aaron,
I can't handle this.
I fed the other night.
Oh,
and
I did it again.
For some reason, Aaron, I don't know why, but anytime he can't sleep, he feels the need to whine to me about it in the middle of the night. I got up at like 1 o'clock in the morning to go pee. I get back in bed and he goes, babe, I can't sleep. And I go, well, that sucks. And I put my snore-proof earplugs back in. I pulled my mask back over my eyes and rolled over and went to bed.
Oh, my god!
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
But, see, what are you supposed to do about it?
I can't make you better.
Did he want me to sit up and chat with him about what was going through his mind?
I have a cold all the time. You know what I do? I go, oh, I got a cold. I'm going to run 5 miles. And I don't tell Jim I got a cold. I just have a cold.
I'm going to go run 5 miles. It's psychotic.
Ooh, well, no, what I'm saying is, okay, what I meant by that was, it doesn't stop me from doing whatever was planned that day.
I have a cold. I'm going to run 5 miles.
Okay, I'm with non-runners. I forgot. Anyone who runs would understand.
Oh, my God. Does it make you feel better?
To run?
When you have a cold.
No. What I was getting at was, it doesn't stop me from whatever
she
I was going to do that day.
Her life,
I don't say,
still.
I have a cold, so I better lay in bed all day.
So you still do your Jackie Green jams? Okay.
Yes.
So I normally would be laying in
Jim
bed all day.
Into
so I'll
work
still do
and
that.
Like lays on the couch and watches Game of Thrones and cries.
It's your anniversary and Jim is taking a beating today.
Oh yeah, sorry, babe. He listens too every week, so
he does?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't think Aaron's listened once.
What?
Aw, why?
Because he listens to sports podcasts.
Well, yeah, but Jim listens because it's us.
I know.
Does he
but
listen
it's
to
Aaron.
Your show?
Oh yeah, he listens to the show in the morning. But to, for
he
Aaron
loves
to
gravy.
Like, stop. I'm not totally sure. And now I feel like I should give him some crap about it because I'm pretty sure he's never listened. Because if he did, he would probably be like, why are you saying this? Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
Because I got in trouble once on the air. My husband, like, I got in trouble once on the air because I talked about one time when he made me dress up and he like had me wear like cut off jean shorts and like this superwoman bikini.
What?
And
are
I was
you,
joking
are you meaning in bed?
Yes. And I was joking on the air that like he wants me to look like
okay,
I went
no.
to a Kid Rock
Wait,
concert.
I need you to go back.
Yeah, this is really,
back.
Really weird. That's Should not wearing a costume. That's like I'm going to Coachella and I'm 17. Like, what is going
okay,
on?
Okay, let's not go for 17.
How
when
long
was the last time? Wait, okay, Kelsey, when was the last time you
ago?
Wore a bikini top with your denim cut off shorts?
Never.
I mean,
was this like last week or was this like a couple years ago?
It's like, wasn't that long ago?
This
wanted
is
me to
weird.
Wear it. I said, okay.
Where did you even, you? So you went out and bought it?
You're really getting off topic here. My point
was.
No,
I need to know more about this.
So did he tell you, I had this fantasy of you wearing this and then you had to go out and buy it?
Here's what happened. He came home with the bikini.
Oh, he bought it for you?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? Okay, Aaron, what? This is weird, right?
It's so weird.
And you know what? I can say this because my husband doesn't listen.
I'm going to message him on Facebook and be like, yo.
Well, what happened was I talked about that on the air, like off the cuff one day. And one of his coworkers went into his office and was like, so Wonder Woman bikini and cut off jean shorts.
Did he buy the shorts?
No, I already had the shorts.
Okay, yeah.
I just didn't like the bottoms. He's like, well, why don't you put on your cut off jean shorts?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm not kidding. It looked like I was like, white trash a Kid Rock concert.
Wait, so where was he that he saw a Wonder Woman bikini and said,
I don't know. Spencer's maybe?
I could never look at your husband again.
No.
Not
if Jim ever bought me something like that from Spencer's and goes, put this on.
Has he ever bought you lingerie?
No. I think one time.
One time?
Well, actually, no.
Lingerie is different than a Wonder Woman bikini.
Oh, well, he bought me lingerie, too. But we like to get weird sometimes.
No, that's clearly not weird. That's very
this
weird.
This is evident now.
With the cutoff jean shorts is what makes it. No, the whole thing's weird. It's just weird.
Okay. Listen, everybody has their thing, you little bitches.
Well, listen. I guess I just don't understand. He just saw this bikini. Was it summer?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay. I hope so. Otherwise, he like special ordered it.
I was in my own bedroom. Even if it wasn't summer, it doesn't matter.
No, we're saying because he saw it somewhere and brought it home for you.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't summer, he special ordered that bikini.
And here's the thing. He'll say, like, I got you a present today. And I'm like, sweet, he got me those shoes I was checking out. Nope. Wonder
that's not a present. Anything that gratifies you isn't a present for me.
Right. It's called a boomerang gift.
Does he do this a lot?
No, it's been a little while. Every once in a while.
What's been a little while?
Like last week?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I think he got something like a couple months ago.
What's the weirdest costume you ever
wore? Okay. You wouldn't even say whether you dress up and you love to dress up. Not at all?
No.
It's kind of fun.
I don't like talking about my sex life.
At all?
No, it's weird.
Kelsey's just not saying anything and giggling. Well, I don't care.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I applaud people who aren't like me.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool that you talk about it. I just get...
I mean, I'm not, like, overly open with it. But yes, occasionally I will wear something that he likes.
I'm like a teenager who hears, like, the word sex and I go...
Oh, my God.
I giggle like a middle schooler. I can't talk about that.
I can't handle it.
You're so silly.
You are so silly.
Okay, you two.
I'm going to call you.
We are wrapping up this episode.
I'm going to call you Wonder Woman forever now.
Things have taken a turn.
Will you wear that for us?
No!
Send me a snap in it later.
Please. Oh my God, I would die.
I'm not Snapchatting.
You too fast.
Scream.
You guys are not getting my boobs in the Wonder Woman bikini on Snapchat.
One day we will get the boobs.
We will.
Okay. What a lovely way to end our discussion of the holiday. What are you thankful for? Okay. Seriously, we're done.
No, we're really done?
Yes, because we've been talking for 38 minutes, and now 10 of it has been spent on the costumes I wear in the bedroom.
Oh, we're like done. We're off air.
No, we're off.
Oh.
We need to end this.
You guys,
wait, one last question, please, and then we'll be done.
What?
Are you coming to my party on Saturday?
Probably not.
But you're
going
to be home.
She
even tried to. This is one thing I caught her in an almost fib. She goes, well, I'm going to be in Chicago. And I go, oh, okay. And a little while later, I said, when you get home from Chicago, she goes, oh, Saturday. And I said,
I thought it was Friday.
Want to come to my party? And she goes, oh. Kelsey said she might come.
Yeah, you have to say you might come.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm coming home early from Chicago, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, and you're going to say I'm so lame.
Oh, here we go. Wrapping presents.
Yeah.
I think that's adorable. I don't think that's lame.
Aaron and I are going to go cut down a
Christmas
tree.
I'm a baby. I'm gonna party.
I'm Jackie. I have a baby.
I'm a little baby.
Guess what, kids? Mom's getting wasted on Saturday.
Mom's going out and getting wild.
Everybody gather around. Mom's gonna be going to the breweries.
I'm going to the breweries and I'm gonna try every brew they have.
All right, so we will discuss the brewery tour coming up next week.
Oh, there we
as
go.
Well. But have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yeah, thankful
you too.
For people actually
Things
listening.
Things got weird
to the
today.
Show.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You
I'm
don't have to apologize.
For you guys.
I like Thanksgetting.
I am too.
Here.
I'm thankful for
Kelsey,
you guys.
Thanks for doing the show with us. Jackie, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. And enjoy your anniversary tonight. Hit us up, Gray and Green Show or Gray Green Show on Twitter, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any episode ideas for us, we're always looking for different things to discuss.
Yes, always.
And on Facebook, look for Gray and Green Show on Facebook as well.
Rate us on iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes. So
we'll
need
love you forever.
Kelsey to dig in the prize closet for another thing to give away.
Yeah, we
don't.
Do.
We don't say that out loud.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're saying that very quietly. All right. We're out of here. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.
Bye.